The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And the committee that you're just displaying there, all of the Democrats on my side, we really call ourselves the Truth Squad.
That is one long, stupid name.
Here, for example, is Signature Bank's music video. Did you know banks made music videos? Of course they did. They didn't know what else to do with the money. This one is from 2011.
The music's bad and you should feel bad.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So by what measure is it secure now, sir?
So what we try to do...
What's your definition?
What our goal is to achieve operational control of the border.
Chief Ortiz, does DHS have operational control of our entire border?
No, sir.
What would you say you do here?
I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand it? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 917 says, no matter how hard he tries, Brandon still can't lower drug prices as fast as he's lowering stock prices. That's for sure. We thought we were going to get down to 13 today on Odyssey, but it was not to be. It rose at the very end. It skyrocketed up, so it's down. It was down a mil and a half, not a million and a half. 1 mil. A mil is 0.1 cent. In case you don't know it, well, you wouldn't know it unless you follow Intercon stock. Anyway,
so what's it at now?
It's at 14.
14 on the right. 14 on the
14. And 13 is warming up in the bullpen. We're sending the golf cart out to the bullpen to pick up number 13. All right, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I want to play one cut from Congressman Greg Stube, or Stube, from Florida. He's from the west coast of Florida. And he's got a great suggestion. There's so much crime in D.C. that his staff is afraid to come to work. And not just his, everybody's staff is afraid to come to work, and they can't bring a weapon into the Capitol. And I mean, this is crazy because you shouldn't have to bring a weapon to work. But he says that he has a female aide that was recently mugged coming into work. I think it may be in the cut, but you know, she has pepper spray, but she can't bring the pepper spray into the Capitol. So he's got what I think is a common sense solution. Listen to this, cut one. This is Representative Greg Stube from the west coast of Florida. Cut one.
Have you had bipartisan support from this?
Well, not yet. I doubt the Democrats want to admit that the D.C. is a crime-ridden city run by Democrats. I had a staffer who works for me who was mugged right outside her house. She typically would carry pepper spray, but you can't carry pepper spray into the Capitol. So we've got to have some avenue for law-abiding citizens to be able to protect themselves when they're walking to and from work. They work in our federal office buildings. They're not permitted to bring weapons in, even if they have a concealed carry permit in D.C. Allow them to have locker space so they can walk to protect themselves in one of the most crime-ridden cities in the entire United States, so that they can protect themselves and put the individuals in, put the stuff in lockers, get it on their way out, and they're not going to be victims of these crimes in D.C. because they'll be able to defend themselves.
What could be more commonsensical than that? They talk about common sense gun control laws. That's common sense. That's what the Second Amendment is all about, to give you protection of life and limb from predators. or foreign invaders, in this case, predators. And, you know, he's going to be attacked as some kind of Neanderthal, MAGA hat-wearing, deplorable, et cetera, et cetera. But I think, I would dare say that there are a lot of Democrats, staffers, would be pretty happy if they had, even, you know, okay, it's hard to get a permit probably to carry in D.C., but just have some pepper spray, something, you know? 844-500-4242-603. I bet you can't wait to play One is the Loneliest Number. I think there'll be a reverse split before I get to play One is, but I would love to play One is the Loneliest Number, that's for sure. Or I'd just like to get it down to three, and then we could play the greatest hits of Three Dog Night. Speaking of One is the Loneliest Number. 844-500-4242. 781 says, Howie, I've had an epiphany too. Let's take the 86,000 new IRS agents and make them bank examiners. They would have to know what they're doing, though. That's the thing. I mean, don't you think they would much rather go after after babysitters using Venmo than they would after some of these scam artists that are working the banks? 844. Although, you know, the thing is, you don't have to be that big of a scam artist to beat the banks anymore, do you? I mean, it's just, you know, because nobody's looking out for the bottom line. 844-500-4242. A Texas woman could spend the rest of her life in a wheelchair after a robber slammed her to the ground and stole thousands of dollars in a caught-on-camera attack last month. Nuhong Truong has been unable to use one of her legs since she was assaulted by a man on February 13th. And I don't think he's a deplorable. This is an anti-Asian hate crime, but it's not committed by the people that MSNBC and CNN would have you believe. She was withdrawing a large sum of cash from the bank. She was a Vietnamese immigrant, and she was getting the money, $4,300, out to pay for a trip back to Vietnam to visit for herself and her family. And now there's only a 50% chance she'll ever walk again. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, I heard you mention the Second Amendment about, you know, personal protection and against foreign invaders, but aren't they one and the same these days? Yeah, you know, it's the foreign.
They are in many places. I think in D.C. you still mainly got the homegrown variety, but maybe not. Who knows?
No, they need more armed citizens on the border, I think, because apparently border control can't do it, you know, or they won't be allowed to do it. I don't know.
No, here's the chief of the Border Patrol, Raul Ortiz. Cut six.
Chief Ortiz, Does DHS have operational control of our entire border?
No, sir.
Well, that's a yes or no answer. They got a yes or no. And actually, they got a no. Cut five. Continuing.
At 385,000 got away so far this fiscal year, we continue to refine that number. I've got to do a better job of accounting for the actual encounters.
Chief, I have limited time. I just need a number. What percentage of the 1.3 that you know got away? How much more do you think got away that you don't know about?
In my estimation, based upon the situational awareness that I have, probably be between 10 and 20%, sir.
More?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yikes. Not all of them are terrorists. A lot of them just want to come over here and go on welfare and sell fentanyl. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie. The $35 copay for insulin.
Yes.
Trump was the one that originally offered that. It was criticized resoundingly as a nickel and dime solutions to the high price of insurance and prescription medicines. And when Biden came into office, he froze that Trump policy for an extended period of time, and it only just went into effect. got into effect. But if Biden had not intervened, it would have been in effect much, much sooner.
Thank you for saying that, Paul. I didn't know the details of that. Several of the texters have mentioned basically the same facts that you just brought out. So in other words, it's more BS. Everything is a lie with this guy, including his personal anecdotes about the two gay guys, about corn pop, about the thin walls. Thanks for the call, Paul. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? You know, there used to be a slogan during the S&L crisis that the best way to rob a bank was to own one.
Yes.
That just popped into my head.
There's another saying too, Paul, that applies here. Steve, excuse me. If you owe the bank $1,000, the bank owns you. If you owe the bank $1 million, make it a billion now, you own the bank. And that's the situation we're in now.
Yeah, this is complete. Have you heard that Moody's is considering downgrading like 6 more banks in this country?
Right. Yeah, one of which is the bank I bank at, First Republic. Yeah. And East West is another bank. It's a real mess, Steve. But you know, the thing is, they've basically nationalized the banks. I mean, all of the pundits, people like Kevin O'Leary, another guy who's into the FTX problem, by the way. He got a subpoena, I believe. But he said they've nationalized every bank now. You know, there was a reason why you had $250,000. It was kind of a discipline. You know, everybody had to be disciplined. The bank had to be disciplined with its deposits so it could always cover stuff. And the depositors had to watch out, because if they went over $250,000, they were at risk themselves. Now they're just saying, hey, ollie, oxen free. Everybody could do whatever the hell they want. And it's not going to work out well. 844-500-4242. There's a story I wanted to read, a column in the Wall Street Journal. Joe Biden's $19 trillion Monday. It's a really good column summing up the situation we're in, I think, by Holman Jenkins. I'll read it when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy's got to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10 if it's used at all.
Forget the myths the media's created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
With inflation out of control, with food and heating costs skyrocketing, families are feeling the financial pinch as they struggle to make ends meet. Preparation is key. Our friends at ReadyWise have emergency food kits that will provide peace of mind. You may have missed the cheap bastard deal this afternoon. It's sold out, but you can get lots of fine products at ReadyWise.com and use code Howie at 23. Use code Howie23 at checkout to save 23% on your order. Howie23 at checkout. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is which side do you support on the Ukraine war? Biden McConnell uniparty pro-war forever, or Trump DeSantis give peace a chance?
Trump DeSantis give peace a chance.
95% say give peace a chance.
All right. 844-500-4242, 863. I'm a vet. Biden took Trump's Veterans Choice Program away, where if a vet couldn't get an appointment within 30 days, we could go to an outside physician. I remember that. Biden replaced it with a commie program called Community Care and increased that time from 30 days to 3 months. That proves he doesn't like vets, and we don't like him either. I don't blame you. 413, our senior senator, meaning the fake Indian, is talking about clawbacks and getting some of the bonus money paid to its executives. How about a clawback on the money they gave to the politicians and to BLM? Yeah, I think they gave $74 million to various woke causes. I don't think it was all BLM, but they gave it to woke causes. I think that was a lot more than the bonuses they gave out last Friday morning. Why can't we claw back both at the same time? Claw back the bonuses from Greg Becker and the guy from that used to work at Lehman Brothers and the council. They all took out, how about all the money they took out with out of their stocks? They sold all their stocks before the bank went belly up. Why don't we claw back some of that? 844-500-4242. Joe Biden's $19 trillion Monday. This is Holman Jenkins of the Wall Street Journal today. Your bank deposits are safe from bank failures. They aren't safe from inflation. This is the point, you know? And people are worried about Social Security going belly up. Social Security is not going belly up, but it's going to be destroyed by inflation. So if you have a $2,000 a month from Social Security and inflation eats it down to $500 a month, you've lost it. You've lost. It doesn't matter if they raise it 10%. If inflation's 15%, did you stay? If you're on Social Security, did your income stay ahead of inflation, even though they jacked up the payments, the monthly payments by 8% in January? I rather doubt it. By guaranteeing all deposits, government actually makes banks an even more attractive source of funding for swing for the fences bets by politically adroit, high-rolling bank entrepreneurs and executives. This problem regulation will then try to solve by dictating which bets banks can make with customer deposits. Somehow the necessary clairvoyance is never found and bank failures keep happening. Yeah, who do you want making the decisions? Barney Frank and Chris Dodd? How'd that work out for Barney Frank's own bank? He didn't know what the hell he was doing, and he's the smartest guy in the room. Just ask him. As the title of a 1986 paper by the Chicago Federal Reserve Bank succinctly put it, uninsured deposits are a source of market discipline. The government doesn't actually eliminate failure. It transfers the risk to itself. With enough risk transference, its own solvency and ability to maintain the value of the currency are placed at risk. That's why the government intervention hasn't stopped the stock market from being very panicky about bank stocks, because they don't trust the government. Do you trust the government? Hell no. Does anybody trust the government? Other than Bernie Sanders and the fake Indian? There was a guy named Mancur Olson. He saw where all of this was heading as advanced wealthy societies became paralyzed by vested interests and bureaucracies. 20 years ago, a presidential candidate could succeed while talking about the unsustainability of entitlements. Now that subject is verboten. Or take the disputed problem of climate change. The debate now is owned by two lies: exaggerating the problem and pretending green handouts will fix it. The biggest problem of all is the size, inefficiency, indebtedness, and unsustainability of government. Our political class has a silent strategy here, too. Hope it blows up on somebody else's watch. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. And I just wanted to finish reading this column from Holman Jenkins. And he's talking about how they have a plan, and the plan to get through to the next day is to hope it blows up on somebody else's watch. Which brings us to one imponderable concerning President Biden and our super elderly leadership class. This is Holman Jenkins at the Wall Street Journal. A well-known behavioral reality of older people is their shortened time horizons. look who's making choices to engage in short-term can-kicking exercises like forgiving student loans or guaranteeing bank deposits regardless of size. For that's what last weekend's sweeping $19 trillion implicit bank guarantee was, a short-term choice aimed at helping Mr. Biden's Monday go better. Mr. Biden may be even too young to be president. By now, perhaps only a 90 or 100-year-old can be sure of being safely out of the picture when all our can-kicking blows up in the country's face. I think that's true. They don't care, though. You think Biden cares? He's got all this money from China, Ukraine, Russia, too. Russia on top. Again, Hunter got $3.5 million from the widow of the mayor of Moscow, and he was a very close associate of Vladimir Putin. So on top of everything else, the Bidens have gotten money from the Russians. So what do they care? They got plenty of money to buy lawyers, guns, and money, as Warren Zevon said. 844-500-4242-339. The DOJ should seize the Holmes BLM bot. That would be more money than seizing the bonuses. How about some clawbacks there? How many? It says Kellogg. There's a story in the Federalist in Kellogg cereals. Just decided to give $91 million to all of these woke, racially divisive groups. $91 million. They're cutting employee benefits, but they're giving $91 million to these racial arsonists. 844-500-4242. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, to quote the old ad, that's not so great.
No, it isn't. Glad I don't eat cereal, or at least cold cereal. Go ahead. Oh, we lost him. Okay, Mr. Garcia. Hey, were you listening to me when I talked about what your hometown of Newark just did?
Yeah, I see. That's terrible, right?
It's pretty funny, I would say. How stupid is your mayor and the city government that they get scammed by this fugitive rapist from India who says he's invented a country and they decide to become a sister city with it? How dumb are they
in
Newark?
That is very disgusting. I want to ask you a question because my boss is African American. He's a very nice boss. He told me I vote for Trump in 2016 because he was afraid Hillary going to change her wife to be a bad woman. So all the men is pig because Bill Clinton cheats so many women. And he was afraid he's going to change all the women. And I believe that black men and black people... Black
change all the laws to benefit women even more, like in divorces, that kind of thing?
Yes, yes. And he was afraid because a lot of Spanish vote for Trump in 2016 because many Spanish... because this... 2016, I became Republican because I don't want my wife.
Well, I mean, it happened more. Changed. There were more Hispanics voting for Trump in 2020 than voted for him in 2016. And last election, they won a bunch of seats in South Texas, the Rio Grande, because the Hispanic Americans, the Mexican Americans were overwhelmed, just like everybody else was by the tidal wave of illegal alien criminals. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. Give my best to Mayor Jones. Oh, that's not his name anymore. That was his father's name before he changed it. Let's see here. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, there, hi, Steve?
Howie.
Hi. Yeah, I'm here. How are you today?
Good.
One thing, I want to thank you for being a public forum for people to say, you know, how they feel and stuff. And I also want to say I've seen you twice at Payne's Patio down at Cape Cod. I live in northern Vermont. I can't wait to get back to Cape Cod. But I agree with almost everything you say, but I just would like to just say something and hopefully you don't hang up on me or cut me out. And that's about the Ukraine war. I feel so sad for those people, their houses, their businesses, everything getting destroyed. My wife's parents live in Poland. They're so afraid he's going to come over and take them away too. I just feel so bad for those people, and I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right. Why should any leader of any country feel that they can go in and take somebody's country away? It's just not right.
Well, I mean, the people are swarming across the border from the third world, and they're trying to take our country away, and we're not doing anything about it. They're swarming. You're in northern Vermont. They're swarming across the northern Vermont border, and we're not doing anything about it. Why should we care more about Ukraine than we do about our own borders?
They came down, and they just busted a bunch of. I live in northern Vermont, so they just busted a bunch of these dudes trying to bring fencing all over the thing. You know, over the border.
Why does Biden care about the Ukrainian border but not about the Vermont border or the Texas border or the Arizona border?
Well, because obviously it's apparent that they got something on them. It's got to be that's the thing. They got something on it, dude.
Well, I don't think that the United States should risk World War III to protect a bunch of oligarchs in Ukraine who were paying off the Biden crime family.
Well, I know. But it's the people. It's the old people and the young. And they don't oligarchs. They have nothing to do with that. They're just.
Wait, he's closing. He's closing churches, right, Zelensky? He's been locking up priests and nuns. He's been shutting down Christian churches. He's not a good guy. Yeah. He shut down the opposition press. He shut down the opposition parties. Why do we have to help this guy? Is he that much better than Putin?
No, I don't. I'm not advocating for helping the guy, but it's the people. It's the people that live there. These poor people that have.
Half of them are already in Poland, and they're trying to get to the United States. You know, like everybody else is. I just don't think that it's worth it. And again. All these people that are on TV, that are in the newspapers, that are online, they're all demanding that we go to the mat for Ukraine. Let them go to the mat for Ukraine. I've suggested it a year ago. Let's set up the Man Bun Brigade. It'll be like the Abraham Lincoln Brigade during the Spanish Civil War. You know, all the lefties wanted to go over and help the Spanish Republic against Franco. Good. Let them go. Let them go. You know, I remember I started out Jerry Williams. I listened to Jerry Williams when I was working in the summer in Maine in 1970. And he said, Vietnam, you know, World War II vets and Korean vets want to go to Vietnam. Let them start a hard hat brigade because the hard hats were beating up hippies that spring in 1970. So we don't need a hard hat brigade now. We need a man bun brigade. Everybody who's, you know, so concerned about Ukraine. Including the people who put the Ukraine flag on the front page of the New York Post, newspaper I love every day. You know, I haven't seen any of them volunteering. Nobody said so-and-so's column stopped because they went to join the Ukraine forces. I'm sorry, Steve. I hope you keep listening to the show, and I'll see you at Payne's Patio in the spring. 844-500-4242. Greg, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Greg.
Hey, Howie, just a quick one for you. I love you guys and everything you guys do. Your crew's great. So this whole thing with Kellogg's, I don't know exactly what's going on, but I heard a news story when I got out of work and stepped in my truck. I heard a news report, something to the effect of Kellogg's is splitting up into two different companies now.
I don't know about that. Here's this. Let me read you the story from the Federalist. Just what I just looked at the headline. I'm reading it for the first time myself. Corporate executives at Kellogg appear to be more interested in leftist virtue signaling than paying their own workers. And this is from the database of the Claremont Institute. They're the ones that came up with all the money that SVB gave to Black Lives Matters. The company launched the Racial Equity 2030 Global Challenge. This was after the George Floyd murder arson riot looting spree in 2020. They pledged $91 million to Black Lives Matter and related causes. $91 million. In October 2022, five awardees were named to receive a combined $80 million over the next 8 years. $80 million. At the same time that they were giving all this money to Black Lives Matter, about 1,400 workers across four states, Michigan, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee, went on a three-month strike picketing against plans for a two-tiered benefit system. There's what you're talking about, two-tiered benefit system, complete with 72 to 84-hour work weeks and limited vacation times, according to union officials. Rolling Stone, take it for what it's worth, reported the company axed health benefits during the strike, leaving workers to pay exorbitant COBRA premiums to maintain coverage for expensive pre-existing conditions. In June 2020, the company expressed its commitment to combating racism with $1 million to the NAACP in a corporate press release. Oh, okay. So they're all in favor of the NAACP and Black Lives Matter, but not their own workers. That's about par for the course, isn't it? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
He's always polite to his callers.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Howie Carr is back.
Looks like more trouble on the set of CNN's low-rated morning show. Apparently, Caitlin Collins, the 30-year-old woman that he hates, he just hates her and yells at her on the air. She had the same agent that Don Lemon had. Until this week, she has dumped the agent she shared with controversial co-host Don Lemon amidst ongoing turmoil at the cable news network, the New York Post has learned. Oh, no. I hate to see that. They seem like such a happy TV family. Meanwhile, Warner Brothers boss David Zaslav went on a foul-mouthed rant as he threw his support behind embattled CNN CEO Chris Licht, amid rumors the cable network's boss days are numbered, the Post has learned. At a town hall with roughly 600 CNN managers Tuesday, they have 600 managers? That's more than they have viewers. What is it, a one-on-one? The CEO of the network's parent company stood alongside Licht, who warned staffers they'd better get behind him or find jobs elsewhere, according to insiders. This is what Zaslav said. This is our rendezvous with destiny. Ooh. How Rooseveltian of him to say that. Will we make mistakes? Of course. Are we flawed? For sure. But we're all bleeping behind this guy and his mission. America needs objective news. Oh, good for you. Good for you. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Howie, I just wanted to give a shout out to the guy in Vermont watching CNN from his mom's basement. My heart bleeds for all the people in Ukraine standing in the Social Security, International Social Security line. Zelensky should be able to make bread and restock the whole ocean with all that money.
Yeah, you know, that's right. You know that you're right, Mike. I'd forgotten that for a moment, that we sent the money not just for bombs and for ammo, and we didn't send them just tanks. We sent the money for their pensions. We've sent Ukraine more money than we've sent East Palestine, Ohio. And because East Palestine, Ohio made the mistake of voting 72% for Donald Trump. Good point, Mike. 844-500-4242. And I think, like, what is it, 1/6 of Ukraine's population has fled? They can't put enough people in uniform because all the men have fled. I don't blame them. But why is that on us? And you know what? Donald Trump, you know, he may not be saying the best things about Ron DeSantis, and it may be irritating you, but he's absolutely right when he says that this never would have happened if he were still the president. Does anybody have any doubt about that? It didn't. The only president out of the last four where Putin didn't make a move to take land was Trump's presidency. All the rest, Bush 43, Obama, now Brandon, he moved against all of them. And you know what the other thing is? I think Trump is saying basically we're sleepwalking towards World War III. I don't, you know, that may be a slight exaggeration, but who wants to even take the slightest chance? We have more national interests on our southern border, a million times more than we have in Ukraine. And we're just letting these people come in to destroy the country. And we're sending all of our blood and treasure, not blood yet, all of our treasure to Ukraine. Limerick guy says Gramnesty should be should be running the man bun brigade. He should. Who is Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell? Now he's going to rehab, I guess, after he fell down and had his concussion. He said it's the most important issue in the world. You think it's the most important issue in the world? I sure as hell don't. I think the most important issue in the world is the United States of America and national security, and that means border security. And that means a sane fiscal and monetary policy. And that means energy independence. That means getting control of the out-of-control crime, a lot of which is being committed by these illegal alien third worlders. Jong, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jong. We don't have time, Jong. I'm sorry, we're out of time. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number. We will be back tomorrow for the beginning of March Madness, although somehow it just doesn't seem the same to me this year. I'm not even picking out a bracket. What's the difference? I can't quite figure it out. I'm Howie Carr.